Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Miami Vineyard Podcast. We hope this message encourages you, breathes life into you, and helps you experience God's love. Enjoy the message.
So, hey, can we make some noise and welcome in our online Vineyard family? Come on, let's hear it for them. So, my name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors, and this weekend we're kicking off a brand new series that we're calling Empowered. Sounds a little tinny in here on the mic so far. So I'm just curious, how many of you could use a little more energy, a little more power in your life? Can I see your hands? Come on, put them up. If those of you online with us right now, just put the word boost in the chat. If you're online with us right now, boost. I mean, so right now, we have the ushers coming around, and they're going to be giving you some cafecitos. I'm just kidding. That's not really happening. Some of you are going, man, I wish that was happening. But if you've had a cafecito, you know how they can give you a shot of energy and a shot of juice. So what would it be like if we could experience that kind of experience in our life every day? I mean, not necessarily a shot of, you know, sugar and caffeine, but a presence that would take us beyond the ordinary to the extraordinary. A presence that would take us beyond the natural to the supernatural. That there would be a presence of God living with us in our lives every moment of every day. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's what this series is all about. It's all about being empowered by God through the Holy Spirit. And for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be exploring this. So listen, I want to encourage you. You got to make plans to be with us for the next 6 weeks as we explore this whole idea of who the Holy Spirit is and what he wants to do in our lives. And I'm really excited about this series for a couple of reasons. First of all, because I think there's a lot of, the Holy Spirit is so mysterious. And so I hope that this series will bring some clarity on this, the Holy Spirit. But also, I think it's going to really help us to live our lives on another level. So what I want to do today is as we kick off the series, I want to bring some understanding, perhaps, to who the Holy Spirit is. You know, the Bible talks about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, often. Over 800 times we see the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible. In fact, we see it mentioned in the very first chapter of the Bible, the book of Genesis. The second verse of the entire Bible, the creation account, says this. You might see this verse coming up on screen. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. There's that term, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. And if you just, look, you just open a Bible and just do this and almost fall on any page, almost anywhere, you can see a few pages either way. You can see the Spirit of God in operation. Just a couple examples. David was empowered by the presence, by the Spirit of God when he threw that stone and knocked out and killed the big giant Goliath. Daniel was empowered by the Spirit to spend the night, overnight, in the den of hungry lions. Moses was empowered by the Spirit of God when he performed all these miracles, the greatest display of God's power in the history of the world up to that time. And then if you go to the life of Jesus, you can see the Spirit of God all over. You can see when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. And this is often the picture we see of the Holy Spirit. Like you see him pictured as a dove. Even in our graphic for the series, we pictured the Holy Spirit as a dove. But I just want to clarify, okay, the Holy Spirit's not a bird. Okay, I want to clarify. He's certainly not a cat. Okay, I want to clarify that too. He's a person who empowers us to live this life on another level. And if we continue to look at the life of Jesus, Jesus' entire life was empowered by the Spirit. That he was conceived in his mother Mary's womb by the power of the what? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. We read about Jesus after that experience. He was led into the wilderness by the devil to be tempted by Satan. He came back from that experience empowered by the Holy Spirit. And then last weekend, Easter weekend, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Conquered sin and death once and for all. That entire resurrection was by the power of the what? Holy Spirit. Yeah. Jesus' entire life, his birth, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, all of it is done through the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, If that's what Jesus needed, how much more do we need that in our lives? And so I want us to talk about that today as we get started in this series. So I'd love you to do something with me as we get started. I'd love you to locate some message notes. So message notes are, you can find them on our Miami Vineyard app. So if you've not yet downloaded the app, it's a simple download. Go to your app store, search Miami Vineyard. If they're room today, you can scan this QR code, this card in the seat back in front of you, scan this QR code. You can download the app. Once you get the app downloaded, tap on This Weekend Message Notes, This Weekend Message Notes. You can track with me on the app, or you can also get a hard copy of the notes. Every weekend, they're available at the back pub tables. You can go back and get one now or on your way in. So let's get started here today. I want to begin with some words of Jesus found in John chapter 14 in the Bible. And Jesus is having a conversation with his followers. And he's talking about how he's not going to be here forever. He's talking about actually how he's going to be, they're going to kill me, but I'm going to rise from the dead, and I'm going to ascend to heaven. And he's talking about this, and the disciples are freaking out. I mean, that's what it says in the original language of the Bible. It says they started freaking out. I'm just kidding. I just made that part up. But they're freaking out. And so Jesus speaks to them, and he says these words in John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus said, listen. Okay, I've told you these things. I've told you all these things. I'm going to be leaving. I'm not going to be here forever. But he says, look, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor. That's the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Now, I want you to notice a couple things about this, because this speaks to the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Okay, notice a couple things in those verses. First of all, it says he's going to be with you for how long? Be with you what? Good. Be with you forever. And then, but you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. The Holy Spirit will be with you and the Holy Spirit will be in you. God's presence with you, in you, with you, in you. You never have to live this life alone. The empowering presence of the Holy Spirit with you and in you. And Jesus goes on and says in verse 7 of that same chapter, he says, it is actually best for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the counselor won't come. But if I do go away, he will come. Because I will send him to you. He will be with you and in you. With you and in you. So, if we have this Holy Spirit, this empowering presence available to us, why does it seem sometimes as we look around, that honestly, sometimes as I look around at followers of Jesus, this, you know, around the U.S., around the world sometimes, why does it seem sometimes that there's very little difference between the people who are followers of Jesus, and sometimes I don't see a big difference between those who are not followers of Jesus. What is happening? I think sometimes because we as followers of Jesus, we forget about this power that's available to us, and we live our lives as everything depends on us. Like we live our lives with our power and our abilities and our strength and our wisdom. And I just want you to know that is never going to be enough. That is never the way God wants us to live these lives. He wants us to live these lives empowered through the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so let's talk about this for just a moment. Because why? Okay, if this power is available to us, why don't we live our lives empowered this way? Why sometimes do we live our lives, if you might notice on your message notes, what I'm calling a spiritless life? Why sometimes do we live a spiritless life? Let me give you two reasons. If you take a notes today, here we go. Here's the first one. Let me give you two reasons why I think sometimes we live a spiritless life. Okay, here's the first reason. Number one, I think some people just aren't aware of the Holy Spirit. I just aren't aware. I mean, if you've been to church for any length of time, you've heard people talk about God. God the Father. You heard people talk about Jesus, God's Son. But we don't often talk about the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, we still hear this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, right? If you've been in church for any length of time, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And some of you come from a tradition, the same tradition I came from, a Catholic tradition, where you actually, as part of your liturgy, you do the sign of the cross. Some of you have seen this, right? In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, right? And you here, 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 here. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. But if you think about it, the Father gets one tap, the Son gets one tap, the Holy Spirit gets a double tap. So the Holy Spirit, probably never heard that before about the sound of the cross. So the Holy Spirit really he gets a double tap. But we don't talk. I mean, the Holy Spirit's around. We believe he's around, but he's kind of like your weird cousin Eddie. He's kind of there, but you don't talk about him. So often we know the Holy Spirit is there, but we really don't understand what he is all about and who he is and what he's come to do. So, in fact, look at these verses in Acts 19. When Apollos was at Corinth and Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus, there he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Spirit." And so I think there's a lot of people out there like that we've heard, but we don't know much about him. And I'm here to tell you today that there is a whole other world available to us. The Holy Spirit wants to empower our lives. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever flown first class. Let me see your hands if you've flown first class. Anybody fly first class? Okay, we got some first class flyers. If you're on the online with them, just put first class in the chat. So my wife and I flew first class one time by accident. Many, many years ago. In fact, 37 years ago, my wife and I, we got married, and the flight for our honeymoon was jam-packed. They had us sitting, we just got married. They had us sitting in two different tall sections of the plane, and so I went up to the agent, and I cried these crocodile tears. And I said, "Look, is there any way that I just got married? Is there any way that I can sit next to my bride?" The only seats they had were two available left in first class, and they bumped us to first class for the flight on our honeymoon. So, yeah. But that was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That would never happen here. I'm just saying. Midwestern people, I'm just saying. So that's the one and only time I've flown first class. But my brother, I got a brother who flies first class, and he said, "Kevin," he said, "first class is amazing." He said, "You get a meal." He said, "But it's not just some cheap meal." He said, "It's not a snack." He said, "Like, it's a real meal with real silverware, not that plastic stuff." And he said, "You know, you get on the plane and you don't got to wait for the beverage cart to come around. They serve you drinks immediately, and not just sodas. I mean, we're talking like adult beverages, like whatever you want. And, you know, you got snacks, you get the moist hot towel." And he said, "And the seats, when they recline, especially on overnight flights, they don't just go back a little bit. They go all the way back like a bed." He said, "First class is amazing. But for people like me, and perhaps many of you, we never get to have that experience because we fly coach. And we're sitting in the back of this plane, cramped into the seat made for a toddler. And you're just like squished into the seat. And then I know I'm trying not to, but I'm like, you touch the person next to you. Like, you try not to, but like the person, like, you're touching the person. I mean, I've been touching somebody more on those flights than I ever did on a date. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just touching those people. And then God forbid if your phone or your device falls to the floor, good luck getting that. You can't even bend over. I mean, it's like this invisible straitjacket you're strapped into. And then they give you, if you're lucky, they'll give you pretzels left over from COVID 2020 because they got a lot left over from there. So, listen. And we never know what happens in first class. Because what I do, they pull a curtain across, and you can never see what goes on in first class. So one time I had to use the restroom, and I went up to the first class section, and I got up to that curtain, and I don't know if you ever noticed this, but there's little fine print on that curtain going in the first class section. It says, "Sucks to be you." No, I just made that up. So why am I telling you all that? Because I believe that so many people who call themselves Christians are living life on the other side of the curtain spiritually. That I think God has a first class for us. But we live our lives in coach. I really do. I think God is first class for us, but I think we find ourselves living in coach spiritually. Because the Holy Spirit wants to, the Holy Spirit is in first class. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you and direct you and comfort you and guide you and counsel you and lead you and empower you to be everything God designed you to be. And so I think the first reason a lot of people are living a spiritless life is because they're simply not aware. But let me give you a second reason why I think some people are living a spiritless life. And here's number two if you're taking notes. I think some people are confused about the Holy Spirit. Or should I say, almost like a little afraid of the Holy Spirit or a little fearful of the Holy Spirit. Because some of you, you have been in churches. Some of you have been in churches that might be called charismatic or Pentecostal or spirit-filled, or some of you have seen movies, or you've had friends who've been at churches like this, and you've heard stories about some wild things done in the name of the Holy Spirit, and you're thinking to yourself, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Listen, I used to think that, because after my parents left the Catholic Church, my mom and dad took us around to lots of different kinds of churches in the Green Bay area. And we got tastes of all kinds of churches, and they took us to a couple of churches, and I was in middle school at the time, and I had opened my heart to Jesus, and I was even as a kid, even as a middle schooler, I was full on wanting to follow Jesus. So I went to some of these churches, and I was in middle school, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and I'm watching this stuff like, this stuff is, what in the world is happening? And I said to myself, even back when I was a middle schooler, I said, listen, Jesus, I love you, but I ain't doing that. I mean, that's just, like, some of that stuff is kind of a little crazy. And honestly, I think that's what some people think, that I said to myself, there has to be a better way. And can I say, this is what I love about the Vineyard churches. Not just our church, but Vineyard churches. Because Vineyard churches fully embrace the person, the power, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Fully embrace. But we do it in a naturally supernatural way. And it's a way that I've just come to love, and I've come to appreciate the way the Vineyard does this. And so we'll be talking more about this over the next 6 weeks together as we engage on this journey together, this conversation together about who the Holy Spirit is. But honestly, I do believe there's a fear that if I open my life to the Holy Spirit, He's going to make me do all these kinds of crazy things. So let's just continue to talk for a minute, because I also want to be fair. Okay, there is a very real experience that comes from the Holy Spirit, because Christianity is something more than it's more than something to believe. It's something we also receive. Christianity is more than simply something we believe. It's also something we receive and something to experience. And personally, I've had many experiences with the Holy Spirit. Many. And honestly, I'm going to share some of them with you over the next couple of weeks. Some of them you're going to kind of like, do, 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 do. The Holy Spirit is supernatural. A supernatural God can move in supernatural ways. So I'm going to share one of these stories with you next weekend. So make sure you come back next weekend. Some of you are going, ooh, I'm coming back just to hear the story. So come back next weekend. But here's what I also believe. I also believe there's been many times in your life where the Holy Spirit has been doing what He does, but you haven't even recognized it. For example, some of you. You've been invited here to come here from a friend, right? You park the car, you walk in this big hall where you're greeted by a friendly greeter at the door, and then you walk past this very young-looking pastor there in the hallway, and you grab a cup of coffee, and then you walk in here, and the band is playing. And all of a sudden, you're going, whoa, what is, this is different. What's going on? You're experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Others of you, you've been coming here for years. Some of you for decades, right? It's a thing you do. You come to church on the weekend. I love it. I love it. I love those of you that committed. But some days you walk in and you're going, man, those songs were like just speaking to my heart and touching me in ways. And it's the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You're experiencing the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And some of it, then you hear a message that speaks right to you as if the person on stage has been living at your house and intercepting your text messages. What is going on? It's the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And then some of you at the end of the service, for those of you who want to, I invite you to prayer at the side wall with a prayer team. And sometimes you get to the wall and somebody puts a hand on your shoulder maybe and they start praying for you. And all of a sudden you start feeling warm, like your body feels warm all over. And you're going, it's the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. And so I think many of you have experienced the Holy Spirit many times, but you haven't always known it was. And if you think about your life for a minute, just unpack your spiritual journey for a moment. Your whole spiritual journey has been through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. I mean, hearing about Jesus and opening our lives to Him and following Him is the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Our spiritual growth, maturing in our faith, becoming everything God designed us to be, is the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. When we have the opportunity to share with family and friends about Jesus, that whole conversation is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Our ability to pray and hear from God, even our prayer times, our first and 10 times with God, that's through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Being able to forgive someone. Being able to reconcile with someone. The ability to be generous. The ability to serve and use our gifts and talents and abilities God has given us is all through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our entire lives are empowered by the presence of the Holy Spirit. But here's the deal. Sometimes we can get a little uncomfortable with the Holy Spirit. Because here's the deal. You cannot put the Holy Spirit into your tight theological box because He is God and He does not fit in anyone's box because He is God. And we never know when or where the Holy Spirit's going to move because He will move when and where He wants to. He is not subject to human control. And honestly, can I just be honest? That's the part that scares us. That's the part that makes us nervous. That's the part that makes us uncomfortable because we like to live our lives controlling everything. If you think about it, so much of our lives is controlling our environments. We love to control the AC. We love to set the temperature where we like it. How many would like the AC set below 70? Can I see your hands? Any below 70 people? How many like it above 70? Can I see those hands? Okay, how many of you are married to each other? Just what I said right there, yeah. We love to control the temperature. We love to control how many cats we're going to have inside the house or outside the house. We love to control the pics and images we post on social media. We're not posting every pic. Oh, no. We're only posting pics where we look good. We love to control the media content we receive and what network we receive it from. We love to control that. We love to control restaurants we eat at and we love to be in control. But we can't do that with the Holy Spirit. He shows up when and where He wants to. And sometimes I think as we read through this Bible, and especially as we read through the book of Acts, it's really, the book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles, but really I think it really should be, it's called Acts, but I think it should be almost, instead of the Acts of the Apostles, I think it should be the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because that's really what the book of Acts is all about. And if you read through the book of Acts, you see all kinds of things happening in that book where God is moving in power. And sometimes I think we read that, and instead of getting excited about it, we kind of get a little scared. And sometimes, look, if we just get honest, sometimes I think it's a lot easier for us to kind of keep God at arm's length. Like, listen, God, I love you, but no toque. I love you, God, but God, don't touch me. Okay, God, I love you. I love you, God. I love you, but God, you. okay, I love you like there, but like, don't get so close. And can I tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to get close. God is a close God. He wants to get close. So I'm inviting you over these next 6 weeks. Today's an introductory, right? We're talking about this, but I'm inviting you. You got nothing to be afraid of. You got nothing to be scared of. The Holy Spirit wants to empower your life, for some of you, in a way that perhaps you've not experienced before. And so as we begin to talk about this in these different ways, I invite you to join us. You got no reason to be afraid. Look what this verse says, Jeremiah 20:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And I know sometimes you got to trust that. But Pastor Kevin, if I let the Holy Spirit get too close, he's going to take me out of my comfort zone. Absolutely, he's going to take you out of your comfort zone. 100%. God's going to take you out of your comfort zone. The reason I'm standing on the stage today is because God took me out of my comfort zone. Or I would never be on this stage today. God wants to invite you to step out of your comfort zone and into this life, into this way of living that is empowered through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And listen, the Holy Spirit will reach down in our lives in many ways. So I remember when one of our pastors, okay, I'm going back 13 years ago now, one of our pastors on our staff, Pastor Bill, he went out one day for lunch. He was here in the office. He was one of my best friends, one of my closest friends. He went out for lunch one day on his motorcycle. He used to ride a motorcycle all the time. He was a motor cop for the city of Miami. But this particular day, for whatever reason, he went out on the turnpike. He lost control of his bike, and he died in the median of the turnpike on a single vehicle motorcycle accident. Just rocked my world. Rocked his wife's world. Rocked this church. It was tragic. He was just 43 years old. Left a wife and 3 kids. I just can't tell you how it rocked my world, because that was the first time in my life that I had someone pass away that suddenly, that tragically. It's always tragic when someone passes, but it's just different when it happens like that, like boom, like boom, they're here and they're not, they're here and they're not. And that weekend, okay, so this happened early in the week, like on a Monday. And so that coming weekend coming up, I had, at that time in our church, we were meeting in a smaller facility. We had 5 weekend services, and I preached all 5 all the time. And I'm staring down 5 services, and I know people are going to come. Once you hear the news, Bill passed, they're going to pack in there. They were packed in like sardines. 5 services, and I'm telling you, I'm emotionally, I'm shook. I'm trying to care for the family. I'm trying to just process this myself. I'm just spent. I've got nothing left, and I know I got to stand up. Not just once. I got to stand up 5 times, and I've got to embrace this passing of my friend and your pastor and your 5 times. 5 times I'm going to cry. 5 times I'm going to stand up here. 5 times we're going to talk about this. 5 times we're going to get emotionally involved in this. 5 times. Can you imagine doing one funeral is enough? Do 5 funerals in a row. And I knew I had that staring me down. I remember being in my office, just praying about this. I said, God, who does this? I don't know if I can do this. And I'm telling you, I'm standing there, I'm having this conversation. And as sure as I'm standing on a stage today, and as sure as I know my name, in that moment, I felt, there was nobody else in my office, it was just me. I felt 2 hands press against the small of my back, just like this. Just 2 hands just pressed against there. And just holding me up. And just, it was the presence of the Holy Spirit. And God says, I got you. I got you. And he did. He had me for those five services. Some of you right now going, Pastor Kevin, you're just making that up, dude. You're just telling us stories. I'm not making that up. As sure as I know my name, nobody will ever talk me out of it. It was the presence of God. And I have felt in my life many times the presence of God just like wrap his arms around me and just hold me in moments when I just needed a dad, a father to hold me. Many times I've experienced that presence and power of God in my life. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this doesn't make me a Christian. What makes me a Christian is my belief in Jesus Christ. But this is first-class living. This is inviting us to push the curtain back and say, God, I want you in my life. I want to know you in my life because God is not just, living this Christian life is not just some mental ascent. It's an experience in the presence and the power of God. Look at this last verse in your message notes. It says, I love this verse. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my what? By my spirit, says the Lord. Yeah. So let's pray together today, just as we wrap up part one of this series, and you got to come back for part two because it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good series. So maybe as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, just a simple way of just you and God right now, you and God. And I'm going to pray a simple prayer that the Vineyard churches have prayed for years and years and years. You've heard me pray this prayer many times, but now you have a little more context for it. Come, Holy Spirit. You're already here. We know that, Holy Spirit. You're already here. You don't go anywhere. You're here. But right now, would you come? And would you move upon us in this space, joining us online in your space? Would you move upon us in this space? Some of you right now, what you need is you need a touch from the living God. You just need to know that everything's going to be okay. You need to know the same way I knew in my office that God's got this. Some of you right now, the Holy Spirit, I think, is just touching you. He's just giving you a sense. Some of you, I think, are sensing him. Some of you, I think, you're just feeling like God's presence around you right now. Some of you are just getting a sense because God, it's different for everybody. Some of you are just, it's in your mind. It's just like, it's a peace in your mind. Yeah, God's got this. Some of you are literally sensing something, like almost physically sensing something. It's the presence of God. It's the Holy Spirit. Just say, I got you. I got you. I got this. I got you. I see you. I got you. It's the presence of God. And I invite you to lean in. Now, we don't live our life by feelings. We live our life by choices. But feelings accompany life. Feelings, just like feelings accompany your whole life. Feelings accompany this life, this spiritual life as well. And I'm just inviting us to embrace them. Embrace them. So God, I thank you for what you're doing in our hearts and our lives today. That moving in this space, moving in your space at home, just moving in our space today. Thank you, God. Some of you are really sensing his presence right now. You're really sensing his presence right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this space. I pray all these things today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen.
Thanks for joining in today. If you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love for you to leave a review, subscribe to this channel, and share with a friend. We'd also love the chance to connect with you. You can text the word NEW to 786-705-8930. Again, that's NEW to 786-705-8930. And we'll give you some next steps with how to plug in and get connected here at Miami Vineyard. We hope you have an amazing week, and thanks again for listening.